Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, here we are. Now, you know, we said just this week, I know, John, we our numbers sometimes get off, but you're talking like 44 days or something to the physical clip, but it was really 30-something days when you said 40-something days. Now we're like, well, how many days are we away? I mean, January 1st.
We're close.
We are 32 days away.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're 32 days away. You know, you can learn about people by looking at their history. And you can learn about administrations by what they did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And sad to say, since today we are so driven by our flesh, that it's a dangerous place to be when you're driven by your flesh. You know, it's like my dog, for example. You know, dogs are driven by their flesh.
Totally.
They don't care. It doesn't cross their mind. They don't realize. They don't care how stupid it looks. Mm-hmm. You know, if you give me that treat, I'll roll over. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll do all these different things. And that's called flesh driven. But when we get like that, like unreasoning animals that Jude talks about, you know, then we get that way, then anybody can control us because you're a slave then to your flesh. And then somebody can easily manipulate your flesh.
That's right.
And right now, since 19% of the church is reading the Bible, according to George Barna, only 3% of those that are reading it are concerned about where they are when things are at a tragic state right now. Listen, that means we are carnal. It means we are thinking continually about the world and our flesh and in worldly ways is what it means. And we've integrated ourselves with the world instead of with Christ, and which means we're easily controlled. And we're watching in the last 4 years of President Obama's administration, and I believe several believe with me, that President Obama is set in place by God. He's God's set man. He is Jehoiakim. He is the son. He's not the son, but he's just like the son of Josiah. You know, when God told Josiah, you know, yes, but it's going to come after you. I'm going to deal with it because of our sin, not because of Jehoiakim's sin. It was because of our sin. And Jehoiakim, his name means a set man. And so, and then with his reelection coming up and the church throwing, the Christians throwing their hat and their ring, you know,
everything
behind somebody who's openly against, you know, following an angel called Mormon. You know, and all those, he's good man, all that kind of stuff. But Christians, and then they begin to speak openly, saying accepting Mormonism as Christianity, which is an affront to Christ. And they're thinking, you think you're really going to win this?
Exactly.
I remember. You know, and you know, and realize that God is our way out of this. He's always our way out of this, and whatever it is. And the way to God is on our knees. The way to God is through repentance and acknowledgement through his son, Jesus Christ. And repentance is, you know, you can go through the VFN Torch and find out about repentance. But just type in repentance in the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com. It's just, we gotta understand this. It's not complicated. It's so easy that when you say you repent, people automatically know whether you did or not, even if they don't even know theology. Your children know whether you've done it or not.
That's right.
And so, I mean, we have this fiscal cliff coming up, this fiscal cliff, a financial cliff, and we're 30-some-odd days away from it happening. And from the day one, you know, Rahm Emanuel, when he was the chief of staff, he said, never waste a emergency.
Tragedy. A crisis moment.
Yeah, never waste a crisis moment. Why? Because in a crisis moment, people that are driven by their flesh, well, just how do I ease this pain and how do I make it better for my flesh? And so we're easily directed. And look at all the things that we bought into. I mean, if you understand debate, you know, and people that, you know, graduate from, you know, well-to-do universities, what they're normally good at is debating. They understand how to play both sides of the debate and how to win people over and how to change the argument. And they're brilliant. They're brilliant at being able to create a storm to the left, and then, you know, they create like 100 storms, and people just panic. Not, I want 100 storms. But then he says, okay, we'll just have 50. You know, and they go, oh, phew, oh my goodness, I thought, okay, we'll take the 50. And it's like, God says, but you're not supposed to have storms.
Right.
You know, in the end. And so then we find, my goodness, we keep buying in to all these different things. And we talked about changing the argument with healthcare and all the different, it's just amazing. Well, here we are, this physical cliff. Do you really think this physical cliff, that they're not, this is probably one of the biggest crises that is being faced, other than the financial thing that was happening early on? is, you know, here we are. I mean, it's across the board, and every middle-class person is going to face potentially a $2,000 tax hike.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. Is it better for you to pay $2,000 more in taxes and get an extra job at Burger King and stay faithful to God than to just say, hey, whew, you know, we balled into this demonic turn for our nation,
right,
but at least I don't have $2,000 more in my taxes a month. And realize if you took all the, if you taxed 100% of the income of all the wealthiest people in the world, all the millionaires, and you took all that money and they didn't make any money, and you put that on the on our debt, it wouldn't even run the country for like 3 months, 4 months, they say. So it's not about, has nothing to do with what you think it is. So when they start doing this, everything's been hit. Everything's been hit that you can imagine. God is allowing every, we're being humbled. If you haven't yet heard, you know, I believe it's America, Islam, Israel, and go to VFN TV. You got to find out the title of that particular teaching.
All right.
America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel, the state of the nation.
Right.
At that, we're being humbled. SOS, another one, you know, Tale of Two Kings, and their prophecies. That right now, if we take and just put like Europe right now has a, Britain has a 50% tax on the millionaires.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they went from like 16,000 millionaires down to like 7,000 millionaires.
Yeah.
Because they left.
They left.
Yeah.
Well, listen, America, when those that we're thinking they're going to pay our bills for us get taxed to a place that they think, listen, it's better for me to be in Singapore, like one of the founders
Facebook.
Of Google or Facebook. Is it Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
He went to Singapore and renounced his citizenship. We're going to lose that what they're already contributing, and I believe that they're paying how much of the debt are they actually paying? Like 70% of the actual debt's being paid by them as it is.
A large majority. Yeah, well, I don't know the exact numbers.
Wow.
Yeah,
but he left with the quickness. I mean, as soon as he was going to get all that money, it was not even negotiation. He was gone.
Right, and so then. Britain lowered their tax rate down to 45%, and all of a sudden some millionaires started coming back.
Hmm.
And by the way, when someone goes, they don't leave their money in the state that they were in. What does that mean? That means the huge, you're looking at putting Americans in captivity, in bondage, because as soon as that money moves out of the country, then all that, whatever 70% or whatever the big number is that they've been paying, guess who's going to pay it? You're going to pay it, and I'm going to pay it. And you're going to look at a collapse of our nation.
Yeah.
And and why would you want to cut off the hand that's feeding you? Why would you want to, you know, granted, I meant, but listen, there's people that don't make any money that are evil. There are people that make minimum wage that are evil. There's people that are out of unions that are evil, and people that are in unions, there's some that are evil. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. Your money just brings out of you what you are.
Exactly.
Lack of or whatever. And so understanding this, that if that man or woman spent their life, and understand that I spend my life every day, every hour, you know, investing and hearing from God and being able to fold everything that you know about what we do out. It's just these businesses that you see as well, they don't just happen. There's entrepreneurial people that are willing to take risk, that are willing to give up their lives, you know, for this cause. And at some point they're hoping it pays off and there's some reprieve. Well, now you're at a lot of places where you can see people at their reprieve, but it didn't start that way for them. I mean, somebody just had an idea. They had an idea and they began to go with it, and it built that. And now all of a sudden they felt like they needed some help. So they started going around, hey, will you help me? I'll pay you to help me. It's called, they give you money and you help them out. Now we've turned that into a word called employer and employee. But the reality is their dream got so big, they brought you into it, and you got to benefit from their dream. And then the dream got bigger, and then they brought in more people and paid more people to help them. But all of a sudden, the non-dreamers are saying, listen, we own your dream. And you understand the dream is what took them. The vision is what motivated them. If you take their dream, they'll let you have it. But since it's not your dream, since it's not your DNA, when they walk away from it, like Reynolds did with Reynolds Aluminum, he just put the deadbolt on the door, like Hostess is doing, that you are not going to know how to do it. It's not going to work for you.
Right.
You can't institutionalize a dream. You can't institutionalize passion, passion and enthusiasm and vision. And once the administrative mindset puts itself over the vision, it snuffs out the vision. I don't care whether it's a kingdom vision or it's a vision over a company. And that's what the unions. The unions are putting themselves over the visionaries, over, and they're trying to clamp them down. But understand, you can do that. You can actually clamp them down. But what happens is that the passion and the DNA and everything that, that was going to be and be sustained, it just stops. Ask Hostess. Ask a lot of companies. And you know, understand this, too, that since it, the DNA and the visions inside of them, they can close up shop in America and they can go to India with the same vision but with a lot less cost and labor, with people who are grateful to work, and open up and probably bring a greater profit.
Right.
And some of the things that was written in the book, John, you can tell me who it is, The World is Flat, that he wrote. What's that?
Thomas Friedman.
Thomas Friedman, The World is Flat. He talks about how the economy is going to shift to China and to India because the labor's cheaper. Listen, if we do this, if we continue in this direction that our president's wanting to do about, you know, putting all the burden on, I mean, it's already there already, but just making it appear that we're going to oppress you, maybe bring you up to, he even talked about it in his original campaign, 100% tax rate. That they're just going to drive them off. And where will they go? They'll go to India. They probably won't go to China. They may be in India and do some ventures in China because India has more freedom to be able to do business. But why would they not? You know, why would they not do that? And what does that mean? That means when we lose out, we're left like Hostess employees walking around trying to find a Twinkie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do we do? We just cut off our hand to spite our face. We just the one that was feeding us and the vision that the founder of Hostess that baked their first nuclear Twinkie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you want to do that? You know, money doesn't grow from trees. God bless the works of people's hands. He's designed things in a way that if you work hard, then you'll have increase. But it's not only work hard, but you got to work smart. There's some people that work so hard. They're like labor, and it takes labor for things to happen, but just painstaking labor, but their income doesn't change. But you bring that ability and that talent you have to put your back into things like that with somebody who has a dream and God's given a talent to be able to manage that particular gift that you can bring, be more blessed with it. You bring those things together. It's amazing what can happen with it. But that's the dream. That's why America's unique. And I'm really concerned, and I've been praying, asking God, help, you know, give us wisdom for this moment, because it looks like on every side that you're humbling us and you're taking away from us the very things that made us unique, the very things that brought the dreamers here. People are climbing over our borders to come into our country. What country are people trying to, that's a positive thing when people are fighting to get in your business, for example. You're glad about that. They're wanting to buy your product, huh?
Fighting. I mean,
fighting.
Going under tunnels.
Digging in over, tunnels, right.
You know, all types of. You don't see that happening in Venezuela now.
And America's complaining about it and not taking advantage. Americans are complaining about it and not taking advantage of this freedom that people are fighting to have. And so when they do come here, the one that's not taking advantage of the freedom that's been born in America, has been a citizen in America for a while, complains about the one who understands America, because the citizenship test we're taking today, they have to understand America to be a citizen.
Have to
understand. And so I just want to, you know, just say that this fiscal cliff's coming up. I doubt very seriously, you know, I'm just saying based on what it's happened with President Obama's administration. And how, just logic, it says, you know, we're going to squeeze everything out of this fiscal cliff we can get. They're going to, well, why not? I mean, you only have so many days in the White House. You want to fundamentally transform America. And you only have so many things that will happen that you can really force America into a new direction. And what better than all of a sudden, you know, where your treasure is, where your heart is. And if only 3%, listen, John, only 3% of the church, and those are not people that actually attend necessarily, but 3% of believers, Christians, according to George Barna, even honor God with the tithes and the offerings. So money is America's God. So when you start taking people's God away from them, you know what I'm saying? Then they're going to bow down. They're going to bow down. And listen, you can make a decision today and say, you know what? God, change my heart. Change my heart. Forgive me for going in that direction. Forgive me, Lord, for making money my God. Telling everybody, oh, I can't help out with you and the church because I have to work extra hours to pay for my boat. You know, I'm trying to get a raise. I got a raise. Everybody celebrate my raise. Celebrate my promotion. It's like, but you have never done anything for God, and you're going to answer to God for the life that he gave you. Everybody's going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. No witnesses, no suspects. But there will be a witness of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that will stand and testify of your life.
That's right.
Because God is all-seeing, all-knowing, and he knows.
Uh-huh.
And think about it. You need to make... I know we've been in this culture where it said you don't have to. You can pay somebody to be godly for you. You know, you can buy a Moses. You know, I was just talking to somebody just recently. And once you understand what it takes to walk with God and you're giving your life to God, if you're not sold out to God, if you're not a true believer and you understand, you know, it's not going to be easy for you.
Uh-huh.
Because you're constantly divided between two gods, whether it's yourself and God or something else. You're always going like, oh, this is, you know, and it's going to be really, really tough. Well, understanding that when you understand what it takes, you know, it's just a no-brainer to be able to say, you know, whatever it takes, God.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then you'll be, and this is what the church did, when they found out this cost, because all of a sudden they left God and turned to things and stuff and whatever, and idols. And then they say, let's just hire somebody to be godly. Let's tell them how godly we want them to be. Let's tell them how long we want them to talk about God.
Mm.
Let's tell them how long we want to sing. We want good songs, because George Barna did a study that said 80% of regular church attenders who attend twice a month, every 2 weeks, said that worship is about them. So they say, you know, hey, you know, we this is the kind of songs that we want. And this is the kind of, hey, let's make buildings, you know, organizations. Listen, I want a platform that I can tell you what to do. Let's just do Robert's Rules of Order, and let's do these board systems and all that. It's like, what have we done?
Mm.
What have we done?
Uh-huh.
We know we have the historically, we found out that it's a cost to follow God. Salvation is free, but it costs you everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion is hanging around the cross, right? And Christianity is getting on the cross. Big difference. There's religion all over the place. Yeah. It's amazing. You can watch the news. You can watch 24-hour news, and about 80% of it is probably some sort of religious thing going on, you know.
Uh-huh.
But religious wars, religious things happening like that. But Christianity, you'll notice, it's viewed totally differently.
Uh-huh.
Morsi, when he took over all these sweeping powers over in Egypt, guess who he didn't write into the Constitution? He didn't write Christians in, and didn't write in the liberals and the Christians he left out.
Hmm.
Out of the Constitution. Interesting, when he took sweeping powers, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood, go figure,
right.
You know, Muhammad Morsi, who our president helped get in power. And he left out Christians, and he left out liberal views of Islam. Understand this, that if you haven't heard or listened to JJ, you got to listen to JJ. Go on your application, on a VFNTV app, or on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and listen to JJ, Jesus and the Jews. You have to understand that when I say Jesus, I mean the church, you know, Christians. And when I say the Jews, it's talking about Israel. The people, the Jews are all over the place. But look what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good for us. This is not good for us. And we're going to talk about, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about what happened at the United Nations. Listen, it's not enough to know the news. We need to know what to do with the news we know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.